Well, you may understand why I took a little extra time picking out my outfit today for work than I normally do when I tell you who's sitting in the studio with me this morning. It's my colleague, Helene Biandouty-Hofer. And Helene recently launched an independent multimedia project exploring the world of clothing. It's called The Empty Hanger. And Helene and her team look at how and why clothes matter. They offer practical advice and perspectives on everything from embracing your personal style to somewhat heavier issues such as the cultural and social implications of clothing and much more. How did I do?
You did great. And before we even got started, I complimented you on your shoes. I love them. Functional and stylish and totally you.
I wasn't fishing for a compliment. to be honest with you, Helene, anyone who knows you or who watches you on Need to Know on WXXI TV knows that you're a fashionista. I mean, you love clothing and you wear it so well.
Thank you.
You just have a great sense of personal style. I've always wondered, why does it come so easy to some people and others of us seem to struggle with that?
That's an interesting question. And Iris Apfel, who I call her the fairy godmother of personal style, she recently published a book, and in the book she said, style is in your DNA. You either have it or you don't. And I thought it was such an interesting thing to say, because I disagree in that I think that when we are no longer scared of showing who we are and expressing who we are, and we're willing to tap into, you know, saying, this is my personality, this is the story that I want to share, so let me find the clothes that will help me share that story with the world.
When you say clothing tells your story, like, what story do you try to tell on a given day?
It's so important to be approachable. And I think that's what I try to do a lot of times with what I wear. I like conversation starters. Everyone knows I love necklaces. They're a conversation starter that I believe that makes me more approachable.
I mentioned in the intro that you're tackling some more serious issues too, like the implications culturally and socially of clothing. For instance, the 2012 shooting death of Trayvon Martin started a conversation about the perception of hoodies.
That's right.
He was wearing hoodies in a white neighborhood.
Right.
And the night watchman made some very negative associations with that and shot him.
Right. Right. That's a fashion psychologist, Don Karen, I spoke with, said, you know, there is something called the hoodie effect. And it's where, she said, were people wearing the hoodies? And she said, I wear hoodies. You know, I talked to a law enforcement officer. He wears hoodies. He said, you know, they all told me they make you feel safe and warm, you know, and you can just maybe, if you're not having a good day and you just kind of want to hide yourself a little bit, you're able to do that. So you may feel one way, but the person across from you is maybe perceiving something very, very different. And unfortunately, race, in addition, plays a role in that.
I think you put your finger on it earlier when you talked about judgment. Whether we know it or not, whether consciously or not, we are assigning meaning to people's appearance.
That's correct. Yeah. And I think that, you know, through this series, this project, I think it's about also uncovering some of those things and uncovering some of those biases and making people aware of them. So we don't know sometimes. You know, we all have them and we just don't know until they're brought to our attention, right? And then we can think about it. Then they open up this dialogue. We can have these conversations and maybe reprocess, rethink those judgments. Rethink, you know, how we may associate or place, you know, how we look at race and culture, religion, whatever. At least if we bring it to you and we deliver it to you, you can think about it.
Helene Biandouty-Hofer, The Empty Hanger. How do people find you?
Online, theemptyhanger.tv. You can find us there. We have a Facebook page, so go to facebook.com/theemptyhangertv, and you can also find us. We have a YouTube channel, and we're on Instagram. We're everywhere. But if you start with theemptyhanger.tv, we can start connecting there.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Beth.